Hey guys, welcome to Sister Joanne's World today. I have opinion poll survey questions to ask all of you, so please, listen up. Do you think it should be the government's responsibility to discipline our children? Or do you think it should be the parents' responsibility to teach the kids right from wrong and to discipline them and get on to them? Okay? I know that there are so many juvenile correctional facilities and jails out there and prison systems. And I understand to some extent why, when parents can't seem to take responsibility for their kids or whatever. I'm going to tell you something. I really personally, in my mind, believe that it's the parents' responsibility and should always be the parents' responsibility to make sure their kids are not breaking the law and that they're doing what is legally and morally right in God's eyes. Okay? Now, I know that a lot of our religious freedom is about to be taken away. I hope it doesn't get taken away. But we need to thank God for having the religious freedom that we do have right now. Because I will tell you, it's getting worse here in America. And I would hope that the New World Order won't hit us. But I really believe some things are happening right now that I'm not too happy about. Our country and our government has gone way, way downhill. And I'm not too thrilled about it. And I don't believe a lot of other people are. And I don't believe y'all are. But, you know, this is not what the Lord had intended to happen. And, you know, you think about our founding fathers of this country and the roots that it was set upon. And godly roots, of course. And, you know, this was a God-fearing nation at one time or another here in America and the United States. And, you know, a lot of us concerned Christians are out there trying so hard to stop all this nonsense in the government. And it's just ridiculous what's going on. And all these school shootings and stuff, I really think it's more to blame that the parents are more to blame than the schools. And then parents that really bring up their kids right get scared to send their kids to school. And I understand. I thank God for homeschooling. It's coming back. And that's a good thing, because at one time, I don't think it was allowed for any parents to teach their kids school in the home. It was a very, very bad situation, because I know when I was growing up, my parents had us get on the school bus and go to school. But really, you know, they felt that was the teacher's responsibility to teach ABCs and stuff like it. They taught us a few things before we went to school so we could learn a few things so we could get used to doing those things that we need to do. And they do need to take time to teach us things. But, you know, guys, it's just really getting worse out there. You know, right seems to be wrong. And wrong seems to be right. And I don't understand this. You know, and I don't think anybody else would understand. And, you know, it's a sad situation when it has to be the government having to take over disciplining our kids. When it should be the parents. Now, I don't have kids, and I'm not a parent, And in some ways, I thank God for that because of what's going on in this day and age. I'm not against kids. I love children. But after what I've gone through in my childhood and, you know, what I've seen, I don't think my family would really like how I would raise my kids. I would not hit on them, and I won't whip them. Yes, I'd ground them. I'd take their cell phone if I got to take them away from them if they're not doing what's right and they were refusing to do the right thing. I would do anything I could to keep from whipping my kids. I don't believe in hitting on people. I don't at this point. I felt bad the last time I hit somebody. I believe it was my ex-husband because I was so mad at him. But I got a hold of myself and decided to say, hey, I don't want to do that no more because I would not want to be hit and people hitting on me. I know how bad it felt when I was a kid. And then I picked up on the habit through my family and bad influences, and I just don't believe in that, you know. I do believe in discipline, but not laying a hand on my kids. And I only would, you know, use my hands and feet as an object of love to my kids, not discipline. I don't believe in corporal punishment, but I do believe in punishment, but not corporal. Because that's just me. And, you know, I do believe in I support these suspensions and expulsions. I've gotten aware I just don't support paddling a child, especially without a parent's consent. And I just thank God that they, you know, but some parents believe that's the only way to get their kids to mind. And if that's what they believe, that's up to them. But don't be hitting on your kid in front of me. I just couldn't deal with that. And some parents get on the kids out of anger and rage. And I've been through that with, one of my parents, well, both of them. And I just think, you know, why don't they get a hold of themselves before they get on to me? You know, I tell you. You know, you pick up on bad habits from family members. They can be either good influences or they can be bad influences. At one time, they were really bad influences. You know, I know that even though I love my family, they weren't the best of influences back then. But I'm just glad we're getting along now, that things are coming about, that they're getting better. I hope they keep getting better. Some people I've already have better relationships with than others. I have a better relationship with my dad now than I did when I was young. When I was young, I didn't have the best of relationship with my dad. I was not close to him, and there were a lot of things about him that I didn't care for, didn't like, and I couldn't talk to him very much. He wasn't somebody I could talk to in the past, but I've been able to talk to him about things. But I try to keep it on the download. I try to keep my life private, some things about me, private business and all that, you know. And things, and I just know how to treat him better because I've been praying to God for help in that area, and he has helped me in dealing with that for the past 5 years. So I'm just glad we've been getting along since 2017 and late in that year in 2016 at Christmas. But really, 2017 is really when things started getting better for us. I think that's when everything started really getting better for me and him. But, you know, sometimes it can be hard, but he's been better to me, and I'm being better to him. And that's really a good thing. It makes me feel better. And, you know, and I've had some good Christmases with him and everything. And he's really good to me and everything and so forth. And I'm feeling better, you know, talking to him on the phone. And, you know, a lot of times I keep it short and sweet, but, you know, because I don't have much to say to him at the time. You know, a lot, but just letting know I'm doing good and all, but, you know, and everything. But I'm treating him better. He's treating me better. I check on him, make sure he's okay. You know, I wish I could get in the car and drive, but I don't have a car. I cannot drive. If I had a car, I would not be able to drive it. It would not make sense for me to have a car and not be able to drive it and have someone else help me get where I need to go. And, you know, that's kind of a hard thing. You know, but like I said, just answer my the opinion poll survey question. I'll give you the email right now. It's all in small letters, no uppercase. It's just lowercase letters. It is jbishop at 181. No, it's not jbishop at 181. It's jbishop 181 at yahoo.com. And it's all lowercase letters, no uppercase and bigger letters, just all small lowercase. And it's spelled JBISHOP 181 at YAHOO.com. That is once again JBishop 181 at yahoo.com. So answer those questions for me if you can. I like to see answers coming in from the opinion poll. And yes, we do have a praise report that we're getting more listeners. We got about 34 so far right now, the last time that I checked. And that really makes me feel good. So guys, send in, you know, your answers. I like to see what you think. This is an opinion poll here for Sister Joanne's World. I always like to do that, give you an opinion poll. And sometimes it's just about fun things, sometimes about serious things. But, you know, it is sad. And I would really also like to hear from y'all what topics you would like for me to discuss. This is Laid Back. This is your show. You're just a part of my world, Sister Joanne's World. And that's what this show is about. It's not no teaching show, really, necessarily. But it's just a show. Well, we just do Christian talk or even just some secular stuff within reason, but we try to keep it clean and focused the way it's to be focused, you know. But we talk about various things that matter most. That's all we're about. Here's things that matter most. Laid back, you know, that's what Sister Joanne's World is about. And, you know, it's sad. The shootings that are taking place, the vandalisms that took place at the school in Tennessee, somewhere in Tennessee, that's bad. And hearing about it, and kids slapping their teachers. You know, what happened to doing right? The kids are not being raised to doing right. My kids would be raised to doing right, or they'd be going to bed and would be doing right, or they'd be going to bed early one night, and they would lose their cell phone, or they wouldn't be going outside for a long time until they could get better. And I tell you, today's kids need to learn respect. Respect. Respecting our teachers, minding them. I had to learn it myself, and I know it's not so easy. But if you do right, you're going to feel better. I learned this lesson from me, and the Lord has taught me this lesson a few years ago. Because I know when I don't do right, I go to feeling depressed, and I don't want that. And I felt depressed about other things that are worth feeling depressed about. But that, you don't want to get there. But I know doing right would make me feel a lot better and get me out of that eventually. Just going to the Lord, doing what He would have me do. And we may not always want to do what God wants us to do, but I'd rather do what God wants me to do than what I want to do, because I know that what God wants me to do is best, and it's going to save me from extra pain, a lot worse pain than what I already got now. And I know doing right can be costly, but It's worth the cost. Now, I'm not talking about just money, but your time, your whole life. It's worth sacrificing a few things when necessary to do what he would have you to do. And guys, we need to do right. We need to do that. And we need to, if we're parents, we got to teach our kids to do what is right and tell them that it's going to make them feel better to do what's right so they don't have to suffer them harsh consequences and being suspended out of school or being told they can't come. And, you know, the school in Tennessee's really cracking down about that, and that's good. Some of the kids are being arrested from that. And they're the first ones that started all the stuff. And on social media, they were talking about initiations and vandalisms and doing various things to the school, thinking to make them look good and be proud of what they're doing. But some of them have already learned a few lessons. Not all of them have, but some of them have. And hopefully the rest of them will learn sooner or later, and hopefully sooner than later, to not do that stuff anymore. Because I'm telling you, it can cause a lot of hurt feelings, and you can regret doing wrong. I regret doing a lot of things that are wrong. And we need to do what's right so we don't have to have any regrets for what we do. We want to have good feelings, and doing right can produce a lot of good feelings, those endorphins. No matter what it takes. And do it even without complaining is even better for us, because if we do it without complaining, we'll be rewarded for it up there. You know, and I know I've had a tendency to complain and talk about how unfair people are and stuff. And yes, that's true. Some people are unfair. But, you know, if life was fair, believe me, we'd all be suffering some consequences. There was a pastor from a church, I think here, his name is, I think somewhere here, somewhere close, where I'm at, I'm one town, somewhere in the Southeast Texas region, Rick White. He was talking one day about how life is never fair. But if God was always fair and life was always fair, we'd all be suffering the really harsh consequences for everything we do down here. We'd be winding up in hell and all this kind of stuff. We don't want that. So, because we could have suffered the punishment that we so well deserved. And, you know, God was willing to send Jesus down here to be the propitiation and atonement for our sins, and to be the example of how we should be and how we should act and how we should live for our Heavenly Father, for the Lord. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ is God incarnated, and I believe He is God. Do you? I believe He's God. But like I said, just answer that survey. I will be looking for it pretty soon and everything. I'm going to have to clean my eye up. But, you know, really, it should be the parents' responsibility. But now, parents don't want to teach their kids right, so the government's having to take upon themselves the burden to teach the kids to be polite. But then teachers are having to deal with kids. And some parents think they're too busy to spend time with their kids and to talk to them about what's right and what's wrong, bring them up in church. Oh, yeah, kids need to be in church more. Some kids would think, you know, hey, I don't want to go to church. And I know I've been there at one time in my life, but I finally realized it was worth going to church and being still and hearing the Word of God. And when I finally realized it, I said, hey, I want to go to church. I want to listen to the Word. I want to get out there and serve God. And I've had that desire, still do. And I have the desire to come in here and talk to you guys about the Lord. So just for having a church over the internet, though, even though it's not actually in a one with a big tall steeple, but hey, there's always, church can be within your heart. You don't have to go to a building, but you can get online and listen to church services online. And if you can, give to the church when you can, and, you know, whenever you can, you know, and so forth. And just doing what God would have you do. I know for me, I would do that. And I think, personally, that we all should, do right. And kids need to be taught by their parents. It should not have to be the government's responsibility. It should be the parents. And that's my opinion. But I want to hear from y'all what you think on this issue. Because, with all the shootings that are going on, parents need to take the time to talk to the kids about gun safety and what guns are to be used for. Guns are not used to kill people. Guns could be used to kill a snake or animal and stuff like that, to cook, or chickens, to cook or whatever, or coon. But not people. The Ten Commandments clearly says, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not murder. And people just don't understand anymore. Even adults are bad. But we can't blame it totally on the kids. We got to blame it on the parents because they're not sitting out there teaching their kids right from wrong. Now, kids may be at fault if their parents have taught them to do better and they just don't want to do better. That's understandable there, but, if the parents aren't spending time correctly and helping their kids to understand how society, how the world works, and how God works, how the government system, the legal system works with certain behaviors, they're not going to ever learn. Or they'll learn, but they'll learn the hard way by sitting in the jail cell and juvenile detention centers and prisons and, maybe try it as an adult and be put on death row. And we don't want that for our kids. Death row is not a place to be. Because once you're there, you're there. And it's not a pretty place. I sure don't want to have to be on death row. And I tell you, I know I've had anger management issues before, but I got help for it from the Lord and various counselors, and I finally said, hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend more time praying to my Lord, and I feel like that's the best antidote to anger is to pray and spend time with God and, letting Him know what's wrong with you. He wants to know. And if you let Him know, you're better off letting Him know before going and seeing a counselor. He might just help you deal with it then. And if He sees that you need to go see somebody, He will send you there. And, and everything and all. And I would really, do that. And you need to teach your kids, if you got kids, to pray to God about what's bothering them and come to you. It's like that guy in Arlington. He should have gone to the principal's office and say, hey, these people are hurting me, and I need help. That's what I would have done. Instead of pulling the trigger and shooting somebody, I like to see people live. And guys, this is true about me. I know in the past it might have not appeared to be that way, but it is. But I never acted on my threats. Now, I've had close calls of acting on it in the year 2000. But I have done something about that to put a stop. And I prayed. I said, God, help me. And I did get help. I mean, anger is not something that we want to have in our lives. But it does happen that we all get irritated and angry. But we have to bridle that tongue and even bridle our fingertips when we get on the phone and start texting and sending messages and expressing our feelings on Facebook. We have to be careful of that. I had to learn that here lately. I had to talk to myself about it. And I've had to tell myself, it just isn't worth it. And other people have told me, you don't want to put your life story out there and broadcast and attack people on there. My sister-in-law told me that, and I'm glad she did, because when they see these posts, it could cause friction for me. So I quit that. And then I finally decided to just be off of it and get off of it for good. You know, my ministry's out there on these podcasts, and that's a good way of sharing it. And I share it with my family members and let them know, and friends, and I just let them know that way. So that's what I'm doing. But, you know, really, you know, parents should get their kids to do what's right. If they don't, it's going to be worse. Their kid's going to turn out to be very mean people. And then they're going to wind up wishing they never did what they did. And they're going to wind up in jail or the or one of the correctional facilities such as the Texas Youth Commission or other correctional facilities in the states that in other states that keep kids. I'm telling you, I was watching something in Tyler where the jail there, the Smith County Jail, had children in there locked up for doing stuff they were not supposed to do. And the police really need to start going to these parents and telling them, if you don't take action, we will. It's not fun. I have dealt with kids. I've seen people. I've been around people who's gone to jail, who has had some mental health issues as well, and they wound up in jail for things they've done. I mean, I could have been there. I just thank God I'm not. He's been a lifesaver in there saying, hey, you need to repent. And I did. But I had some issues. I had to get on medicine. And I thank God for it. I thank the school for what they did for me to get me out of a bad situation to get help. And, you know, we all need help. And if you seek help, that can keep you out of jail. But you have to realize that if you keep doing that stuff you were doing, you're going to wind up suffering the consequences as well as everybody else. And I know I've had insanity dealings before, and I don't want to be there again. That's why I had to finally just go to the Lord and give all this up to Him and say, hey, Lord, I can't deal with this anymore. I'm upset, and I need your help. I'm hurting. And He will help you. But if we just sit down all day long and dwell on everything, we're going to wind up feeling sorry for ourselves. You know, we hurt bad enough, going to hurt even more and have pity parties, and ain't worth it. You know, thinking you can't get out of it. That's what self-pity is, and we can't be having that as Christians. You know, we have to give our hearts to God as soon as possible and then go to the people He would have us to go to about it. But don't broadcast it to everybody. You don't want to broadcast your feelings and your problems. Because if you broadcast them, then people get upset about it. I don't think it's selfish to say how you feel to that person. If they hurt you, you need to tell them. And I'm telling you, I know how it feels to be hurt. I've had people, even in my own family, sibling rivalries, siblings that cause problems. And some of them, I don't always get on the phone and talk to all the time. I pray for them, and, you know, I lift them up. I try to be there for them when they need me or they're in pain or something. I pray for them, and I wish the best on them. You know, hopefully, you know, someday we can be able to all get along. Every now and then I see them, like during the holidays for the most part, but most of the time I'm pretty much here at the house. You know, I see them every now and then, but not very often. They got busy lives. And I'm busy doing ministry anyway, so, you know, that keeps me going, and it helps me to do what, you know, the Lord would have me to do. But, you know, when we take responsibility for what we do, we're better off. And we avoid doing the wrong things But do the right thing in place of it, we're far better off. The right thing, this guy could have done it at the school at Temple Mount in Arlington, was go to the principal's office. That's the right thing to do. But the wrong thing to do is just shoot all of them to pieces. And that's not good. That's wrong. And that's murder. He violated the whole set of commandments that God has given us to follow. And, you know, we all are guilty of that, really. We all are. But parents should really take the responsibility of raising the kids right. And somewhere in Proverbs, I have to look it up, it says to train your children up the way they should go so they will not turn from it. But, you know, there are some people that's turned away from that training and upbringing and the church and all when they've gotten to be adults. And that's bad because it can wind you off into the wrong path. I've done that before and I felt bad about it. And I said, Lord, I need your help. And then I finally realized that I really didn't need the Lord, that I wasn't saved. I had to realize that, but in 83, that was kind of rough. Not 83, in 93, that was kind of rough because I really wasn't saved then like I thought it was. But now I know that I'm saved. And I am God's child. He is dwelling in me. And I feel much better than I have ever felt before. You know, and I will tell you, being saved always and forever and realizing that I'm always saved once and always and that I never lose my salvation is a blessing. And that many a times when I do wrong, I'd be thinking, I've lost my salvation. But I finally realized it came to my senses since I was, you know, since not quite 4 years ago, but over 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago in 2018, I finally realized, yes, I am a Christian. I just need to quit thinking that I'm not saved because I'm not saved anymore, that I lost my salvation just because I did something terribly wrong and flagrant. And I not flagrant, flagrant. And I don't want to be flagrant. You know, we don't want to sin at all, but all sin is noticeable. Bad no matter what you say about it, you know. Sin, all sin is bad. And all equal in God's eyes. We're all equal in God's eyes. And parents need to teach the kids to do the right thing and do what's right from wrong. And I think it's time that parents start doing that. Really, I do. And that's what I'm talking about here today is about parents taking responsibility for their kids and their behavior and their character and teach them how to clean up their character about forgiveness, repentance, and mercy and all those things that they need to be learning how to love people and learning how to love God, bring them up in church every time the door is open unless they are sick and can't make it. You know, that's an understandable style of church then. But when they're not, bring them to church. You know, get your kids involved in church activities and all, and I will tell you, they will become better people. And, you know, we need to be willing to obey our parents within reason. You know, obey our parents for God wants us to. You know, when we're kids, we had to do that. That's children, obey your parents. And it's something God says do. Thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. We got to honor them. And I know that was a big challenge for me at times. But I had to do it. That doesn't mean do everything they want me to when I'm not in their territory. But when I'm in their territory, I have to obey them. But when I'm on my own by myself, I have to obey God. He's now taken over me. And I just have to do what he says do. He gives them freedom to know what's right. Not to do wrong, but to do right. And that's the kind of freedom we all need. And I thank God for freedom. But we got to handle it right. The way he tells us. He's not going to force himself on us, but he does expect us to do right. So send in those answers. I want to hear from you guys. You know, we're going to collect all that and see who gets the most, who has the most of whatever they say. And, you know, see, you know, what's going on. So just bring those answers in to me, and we'll tabulate it and see who wins, majority. See what the majority says. So that's what I want y'all to do. Send it to the email address I mentioned at the beginning of the show. So, you know, do that. Remember that Jesus loves you, and I do too. And I'll see you back tomorrow for our prayer meeting and our sermon and this show of Sister Joanne's World. I love y'all so much. God bless y'all. See you tomorrow. And have a good evening here in the United States. And have a good morning or good night in the other countries, wherever you're at. And just tell you guys, I love you. Take care and God bless. See you tomorrow.